News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The cost of medical negligence claims in the state has reached nearly 1.8 billion euro across the past 5 years. That's accounting for fees paid to lawyers, medical experts, and of course the settlements themselves. With us is Ciara McPhillips, who's a medical negligence solicitor with Michael Boylan Litigation. Ciara, there's two ways to interpret those kind of figures. One is to say that that shows that egregious harm has been done to many and that it has taken a lot to compensate them for that harm. The other is to suggest that perhaps things are getting out of hand in terms of compensation and cost. What's your view?
Hello, thank you very much for having me on this morning. Well, the first thing is the breakdown of those figures. So 1.2 billion is attributable to the damages paid to patients who have been injured in Irish hospitals over a period of approximately 5 years. 1.2 billion in damages. That is families, patients, and communities perhaps devastated by catastrophic injuries occurring in our hospitals. And I think the first thing that has to be thought about here is how can that be prevented? Because I can guarantee you, if you spoke to any of my former clients, the money they received, whilst it might have eased financial concerns and worries, they would give it all back in a heartbeat to not be injured in the way they are. So the largest portion here of the figures being discussed is damages. And if we can avoid the damages being needed to be paid, surely that is the best way forward.
Now, I know it would
that
be...
Sorry,
let's return to the cost in a second, but just to follow on your own theme, it would be ideal to live in a world where there was never any negligence nor any mistakes. But is there a point at which it becomes an impossible goal where we simply have to accept there will always be some level of damage, even if the result of that is so horrendous?
And in fact, that's exactly what I was going to lead on with. Of course, like nobody is infallible, and you do your job today and I do my job today and a doctor goes out the door to do their job today. And none of us set out to do harm or do our job anything but to the best of our ability. But mistakes happen. We're human. Mistakes happen. But the safety net should be there then to catch people when that does happen. And it shouldn't be an onerous process on either the patient or the doctor when that does occur.
Sorry, Ciara, that line is breaking down too badly. What we'll try to do is we'll try to re-establish you on a slightly cleaner line if you can. That's Ciara McPhillips. And what we were discussing, if you just tuned in, was the fact that medical negligence claims now running to the order of about 1.8 billion euro across the last 5 years. And Ciara was making the point that 1.2 billion of that is actual compensation for victims who have been egregiously harmed by medical negligence. It does, of course, leave the other 600 million in costs, both in terms of legal fees and in terms of court costs, which, as Ciara was saying, it can be addressed separately. And we'll try to get Ciara reset up on a cleaner line and get into those costs after this break. Discussing the revelations that over the past 5 years, the state has paid almost 1.8 billion euro in medical negligence costs. And Ciara McPhillips was giving her analysis. She's a medical negligence solicitor with Michael Boylan Litigation. And she had made the point that 1.2 billion of that was exclusively towards compensating those who had been damaged in the most horrendous way. And every one of those that she had dealt with would much prefer to have not incurred the damage that was done to them or their loved ones and forgone the money. Does leave, though, Ciara, the other 600 million. And that 600 million is being consumed by the courts, by medical experts, and by lawyers. That is more than half a billion euro. That's a lot of money.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And you're right to highlight that that is spread across a number of aspects. So the court service and the state are included in that themselves in terms of stamp duties paid on legal documents and indeed VAT, which is payable on the legal services and ultimately goes back to the state. But yes, definitely included within that are the costs paid to expert witnesses, barristers and solicitors. And the costs are clearly rising based on the figures produced over the last number of years. And I would like to see a deeper analysis of those figures, because when you compare 2025, say, with 2021, we were still within the COVID era. The courts were not perhaps sitting as normal. And I would have thought it was actually quite likely and possible at that stage that there was a higher rate of mediations and resolutions because the court simply wasn't available. The other thing is there is usually a significant time lag between a case resolving and the costs being paid, which can also mean that some of the figures from 2021 might actually date back to cases as far back as 2018, 2019. So there would obviously then be inflationary pressures over the last number of years.
But is there also a fundamental issue to do with? I mean, first of all, if you look at the quantum of those figures by comparison to each other, 1.2 versus 600 million means that the lawyers and the medical experts are receiving pretty much half the money that goes to those who were injured. And if you look...
Sorry, I just would have to point out, though, that the figures usually produced by the state in response to these type of parliamentary questions do include the full sum. So a significant portion, 23%, in fact, will be VAT. So, you know, it's not just pure fees or legal cost, whereas obviously the compensation has no tax component to it. So you're not necessarily comparing apples with apples there.
Even if you pull VAT off it, you're still looking at what, north of 400 million, 500 million by comparison to 1.2. It is still a very large proportion of the total payout that ends up being subsumed or consumed by the system rather than by the ultimate victim. I'm wondering about the level of complexity of the system because we got an interesting text that says, Anton, solicitor here, regarding legal fees on medical negligence claims, one has to look at our requirements to take a case like this. For a start, there can't be a claim issued without a review from a peer to confirm that there was negligence. This peer will need all medical records for the claimant and patient. There's obviously a substantial third party cost to this. Then the rules say we need a junior and senior counsel. Then there is a need for an occupational assessor's report based on medical prognosis and probably an actuary report. Further, the state fights nearly all cases and instances in this, the texter says, we ran a case whereby there was an apology in the Dáil, yet they still fought the case. That's an extraordinary level of costly complexity, isn't it?
It is, and I have to echo the sentiment expressed by your texter there. We have cases in which hospital staff have sat down and apologised to patients and their families, and the case has been fought tooth and nail, denying fault, despite the fact the person who was at the coalface of providing the care has admitted that there were errors and mistakes which caused harm. So that's not a unique experience. To be fair to the judiciary and the court system, they have taken steps arising from the report chaired by Rona Mahoney, which is referred to in today's Irish Independent article, to put in place dedicated clinical negligence lists, put in place clearer rules about earlier disclosure. But there is more that could be done. We have attempted, in our own firm, we have attempted to pilot pre-action protocols. But in reality, we haven't found that they are indeed expediting matters or lessening the workload at all.
Ciara, thank you very much for that analysis. Ciara McPhillips, medical negligence solicitor with Michael Boylan Litigation.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.